Welcome to At Work in America, sponsored by Paychex. At Work in America digs in behind the headlines and trends to the stories of real people making a difference in the world of work. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Bowes and Trish Steed.
Welcome to the At Work in America podcast and video show.
And video.
My name is Steve Bowes. I'm joined by Trish Steed. Trish, how are you today?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
I am well. I'm excited. We're recording this on a Thursday, so jobs market data coming out on Friday tomorrow as we record this. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the start to the year. First month wrapped up. Trish, how was the first month for you?
That has flown by. How is it already the end of the month? Seriously, I feel like what happened? I don't know. But no, you mentioned the jobs data coming out tomorrow. Like, what are you anticipating any changes? I know you follow it so closely and I'd listen to you every week when it comes out. So what are you anticipating for tomorrow?
I think moderating job growth. So maybe 175,000 new jobs added, which would be, you know, down from the trend over the last few years, but still solid. Wage growth probably slowing down as well. Look, despite high profile companies laying off people, we see it in the news, sadly, almost every day, right? The job market overall has been really strong and the layoff rate at the macro level hasn't changed at all, right? So it makes news, right? Much like, you know, car crashes and train wrecks make the news. You know, when a company like, say, a Google, which might have 100,000 employees, when they lay off 1,000 people, which is sad, of course, for those people, it's very, very small on a percentage level. And then it's doesn't even register, right, on the macro labor market. There's 160 million people probably working in the United States right now. So I'm excited for it, but I'm excited for a really good year. And I'm excited for this show coming up as well, Trish.
I am too. So we are going to be talking about menopause. We've done one show in the past calendar year about that. And it's not enough, right? It's something I've just seen, in fact, in the news yet again. There are some major female stars who are investing in a menopause technology as well. I just saw yesterday, in fact, that it's Gwyneth Paltrow, Drew Barrymore, and Cameron Diaz. So again, you're talking about women who are getting into that perimenopause and menopause era. And we're going to have a specialist come on and talk to us about that. And from an expert angle, what do we need to know about menopause for our workforce?
That's going to be, it's a great conversation, a great topic, Trisha, and some really cool personal stories as well that are shared. Let's thank our friends at Paychex, Trish, of course. This episode of At Work in America is sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and insurance solutions for businesses of all sizes. Are you ready to drive growth and tackle the challenges ahead in the new year? With insights from 600 business and HR leaders, Paychex has just released its 2024 Business Priorities Report, revealing the strategies you need to succeed. With rising interest rates and inflation, along with the struggles to keep top talent and develop leadership, it can be tough out there. But this report reveals that a whopping 98% of companies are planning to use artificial intelligence to tackle these issues, and that's just the beginning. Packed with insider tips on improving employee benefits to automating workflows, this report is your strategic roadmap to success. Get ahead of the game and download your copy today at paychex.com/AWIA. That's PAYCHEX.com/AWIA. Business success this year is just a click away. Thanks again, Paychex, and let's get ready for a great conversation. We are excited to welcome our guest today, Joanna Strober. She's the CEO and founder of Midi Health, the leading virtual care clinic focused exclusively on women navigating midlife hormonal transition. The company brings insurance-covered expert care for the symptoms of perimenopause and menopause to women nationwide. Joanna is also a frequently quoted expert on issues related to digital health, women in business, startups, and leadership. Prior to becoming a founder, Joanna spent more than 20 years in direct private equity and venture capital, investing in health and consumer companies. Joanna, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. This topic is fantastic. And new for us, well, new for me anyway. Trish can talk a little bit about it as well. We've only done one show in the 15-year run of
Wow.
our little HR podcast. We've done this is our second show on the topic, and I suspect not the last, right? And so maybe we'll start there, Joanna, and talk a little bit about, man, this subject is menopause, supporting women in the workplace, going through menopause and menopause-like symptoms. It's blowing up. So I'd love to get your thoughts on sort of why, but then also get a little bit about your story and your what brought you to MIDI and why this is such a passion project for you.
Part of what I learned is that we have this idea in society that menopause is for old ladies. And if you see pictures of menopausal women, they're in their 70s, they have gray hair, they look old. And that seems to be our image of what menopause is. But the reality is that menopause is something, or perimenopause, starts in your 30s. And all that it means is this period of time when estrogen is going up and down in your body. And that decrease in estrogen creates a lot of problems. So for me, it manifested in anxiety and lack of sleep. So I was in my mid-40s and I stopped sleeping. And I was waking up every night in the middle of the night, and I would have anxiety. And honestly, I was tired during the day, so I was overeating. So therefore I was gaining weight. And my body was not mine anymore. It was really off. But I went to my regular doctor, and they said, well, you can try sleeping pills, but you can't take them very often. But if you really need sleep, here's some sleeping pills. And maybe you should go get a sleep test because maybe you have sleep apnea. And someone else suggested another doctor, well, you must be having a lot of anxiety. Why don't you go get therapy? Because you obviously are working out a lot of things. I was fine. I did not need therapy. All I needed was hormones. It took me so many doctor's visits to, and finally, I went to a hormone specialist. I had to pay them $750 because nothing was covered by my insurance. And I was sleeping in a week. And it was just this revelation that we have this huge percentage of women like me, because I started talking to my friends about it. We're all in the same place, that we were having all these symptoms and no one was associating them with hormones and saying, this could be a hormone imbalance. Why don't we help you? And so that's really what my revelation was. This is a massive part of our population that doesn't get treated because honestly, they still have their periods. So therefore, no one thinks they're in menopause. So that is like to me, that's been part of the puzzle pieces that we're putting together.
You know, Joanna, thank you for sharing that. As you're telling your story, I'm just sitting there nodding, like, oh my gosh. As you said that, I didn't realize you could be in your 30s and perimenopause. I really, admittedly, don't know much about this, even though I'm in it. As he mentioned, we've been doing the show 15 years. And at that time, if I think back, I'm 53. If I think back 15 years ago, I wasn't sleeping at all. And I wore it like a badge of honor because that's when I started blogging and podcasting and doing all the things. And I would literally be up at 2 or 3 in the morning and I'd start working. So just when you said that, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I actually thought that was a good thing. And I made use of the time, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to at least share a little bit of the reason why we even have you on the show. And it's because I am actually, you know, a client of MIDI. I was referred by another woman in the HR tech industry who said, have you seen a menopause specialist? And I'm like, what is that? I have had all the symptoms, right? I'm now 53. I've gone completely through most of it and had the sleeplessness and the hot flashes and the anxiety out of nowhere. Like you're saying, you feel crazy, really. And like you, I had been to doctor after doctor. It wound up manifesting in migraines, massive migraines, 4 to 5 times a week. Just to give everyone a perspective, like I've had them 2.5 years straight. I've spent about $5,000 to $7,000 a year out of pocket on migraine treatments. I've had every possible Eastern, Western medicine treatment. The very first thing I did when I started getting them was go to my regular physician. And I asked her, I said, could this be menopause related? And her answer was, well, it could be, but there isn't enough evidence. And so they wouldn't treat me for hormone replacement. I specifically asked for it. So I would love to just hear you. I know there are tons of statistics on this, right? And for anyone listening to this show.
As one example, that's a medical thing that's going on. It's not, this is not something we need to talk about. It's something we need action and medical action on. So what we have done is basically create this national clinic. We're in all 50 states. We have trained providers in all 50 states. And our job is to provide medical care to women during this age process. Honestly, it doesn't take very many visits. We can make you feel good after 2 to 3 visits. We give you the right medications. You get them covered by insurance. It's not something that you have to pay for out of pocket. We also are in network with insurance companies. So all the claims go through your medical benefit. Sometimes we have to work with an employer to get it set up with their provider, but it's pretty easy to do. We just set up a national network for your employees to have access to MIDI so that it can get covered by claims. Some great employers, and I'm going to plug them, make it so you can waive co-pays and deductibles. So that's something we can do so that women don't have to pay anything for their care, but that's just a benefits decision that they can make. And we've seen some big employers do that, which makes us happy. But the our you know what our job is then to go to companies, and we give these great webinars on perimenopause, on early menopause, on the intersection between cancer and menopause. You might know that if you go through cancer treatments, you're going to go into early menopause. You need to know what treatments are available for you. You might be someone who has an oophorectomy, which means you went into terrible early, provoked surgical menopause, and we immediately can take care of you for that. So you don't have to suffer at all. You can get rid of all the suffering after having an oophorectomy. So we also have special treatments for women who have hysterectomies to make sure that they get the right hormone. So we have a bunch of webinars that we bring our experts to talk to the women. And I mean, we just did last week, we did one that had 2,000 women come at a company, and there were 700 questions. So people have a lot of questions, which is great. But from our perspective, we are number one, we're a medical benefit. And then number two, education is key. So we come to educate your population on here's what's going on in your body, here are the things you should be thinking about. And then if you come to us, it doesn't take very much time to help you to feel better.
Thank you for all of that. And again, I'm new to this myself. I didn't even know there were webinars. I'm like making notes. Like I need to see some of these webinars, right? Because we don't talk about these things. Our mothers don't necessarily teach women or men what the signs are, what the symptoms are, and the cost. Thank you for sharing too that it's very easy to have this covered under your health benefits. I know Steve and I, we own our own small business. It is covered under our benefit plan, and I
I'm
went
glad you
from.
mentioned that because I'll just call myself out here. I'm
Yeah.
for because we're a small company, Joanna. I'm the administrator of our company's
Right.
benefits, and I was about to wonder myself, like, hey, how do I get this covered? I had no idea if it even was, and like I set up
is.
our benefit plan. So I'm glad you talked about that, Joanna, in terms of what might it take for an organization to include this type of coverage and not just coverage, but support for their employees, right, in the standard benefit plans that they're offering today. So I'm glad you touched on that because that's really important, right? Because
Yes.
organizations, certainly many organizations are worried about efficiency, right? We heard about the year of efficiency and the year of productivity, and sadly, organizations are still letting people go, and that's another story for another day. But there's a huge benefit to rolling this kind of coverage right into your benefit plans in terms of just employee health and just their health and well-being, which is important in its own sake, but also from, hey, you mentioned, I think we talked about, or at least it's in the notes anyway, you're talking about from mid-30s on to and up, that's your prime career. This is when you're
Exactly.
achieving, you're growing in the organization, you're taking on more leadership roles. You're quite honestly, you're more important to the organization, right? As a leader or as a contributor. Maybe, Joanna, we talk a little about some of the impact that organizations, maybe that MIDI even works with. You can anonymize them. You don't have to call out anybody specifically, but just what are some of the impacts and the positive results that organizations are seeing, right, from embracing this kind of coverage and support for their employees.
Yeah, there's some really interesting research on women not applying for promotions because of menopausal hormonal symptoms. That 50% of women say they haven't applied for a promotion in part because of some of these symptoms. So, and there's a huge study that came out that said that 10% of women actually quit their jobs because of these symptoms. So
Wow.
there's a lot of impact to women at work. It's not just that they're not performing as well, right? It is, and you can fix that immediately, right? It's really about keeping them as impactful as they can be in the workforce during a time when they are becoming your senior leaders. They're becoming your managers and the people who are really important to your organization. And so right now, honestly, you're also spending a lot of money probably on them the wrong way. If you think of me, they sent me to a $10,000 sleep study, like because I wasn't sleeping. All I needed was a generic medication that's $10 a month. If you think about the reduction in therapy, because honestly, forget about, we have the therapy because of the anxiety, and then we have the marriage therapy, because I actually joke all the time that MIDI is in the marriage saving business. So we can eliminate a lot of marriage therapy if we just get women to feel better. And probably for the men too, when their wives are feeling better, they might want to go to less therapy too. So it is all very interconnected. Helping people to perform their best is fundamental to having a good workforce. And you can do this so inexpensively if you just get people the right treatment at the right time. You eliminate the poly shopping, you eliminate the wrong treatments, and just getting the right people, the right treatment at the right time can be very impactful at work.
Yeah, and especially as you mentioned, it's not just your employee, it's their partner as well who can be affected by this. And I think that, there's still a large number of employers who have entire families on their plans. And so you're right, this sort of alleviates that. It does cut down on the cost. You mentioned, if you could go $10 a month, I think mine was $14 for a month instead of I was paying $1,100 for 8 pills a month for migraine medicine alone. And then when you add in all the treatments, like I said, I read somewhere that the average person spends about $5,000 a year on migraine treatment. And so that right there, that's a huge expense. If you're a benefit administrator, go
As
back
I
and
am, I'm
talk.
going to look at, yeah.
Right, look up and see what that would cost. And Steve, you kind of alluded to this too. I mean, it makes people just feel better, right? And you're in the prime time of working. I think it also ties to the fact that, thank goodness, the younger generation is coming up and more openly talking about our well-being, because I think those of us who sort of have issues, we don't normally talk about this. I wouldn't normally go to Steve and say, "Hey, I'm really struggling today with how I'm feeling. I'm feeling anxious or hurting or whatever." So I think it ties to that, well, the general well-being discussion to being more acceptable in the workplace, right? But I was definitely the person going to Steve as my coworker saying, like, "I just can't do this today." And he had, I'm sure his hands were tied too, right? He's having to cover for my work, and feel empathy for me. I'm trying to do the best I can. So it alleviates a lot of those issues. And I think it just is far-reaching. So yeah, it's more than a discussion. Thank you for pointing out it needs to be an actual medical solution. What would you recommend if I'm, as we kind of just wrap up, what do you recommend? I'm an HR leader, I'm a benefits administrator. What's my first step? Is it coming to the website? Is it going to my benefits, company I work with? What do you recommend?
Well, clearly, I recommend going to the MIDI website, which is joinmidi.com. And there is a section on there for employers, and you can put your information in, and we will follow up with you. We are working with a number of big and medium and small employers, and we have packages that are very accessible. You don't have to pay for anything except for the care. So there's no PMPM, there's no management fee. All we do is we work with you to come up with an agreement to market to your population so that we agreed mutually how they're going to learn about us. And then we set up your plan so that it covers MIDI as a benefit if it doesn't already. Honestly, if we now are 50 states with UnitedHealthcare, so UnitedHealthcare is a really easy one to set up. It's already set up. Some of them are more, just take a little bit more time, but it's very easy. And then we come and we do presentations for your workforce, and we talk to them about all the different ways that you might come into menopause and how we can treat you. And then the women come, and then we give the employers reports. We can give you a lot of information about your employees, what they're going through, how many visits they're having, just the basic information so you understand what you're seeing in the population. Maybe you'll find out that like sleep is the worst one for your population, or the joint pain is unusual in your population, but we can give you a lot of information about that. So, and then we track, you know, we do track outcomes and we're able to report whether people are feeling better. So the number one thing we're seeing is the mental health, right? We're seeing the anxiety and depression reduction. And so that's actually super exciting for us. So we can show you that we can probably reduce, pretty clearly reduce both therapy costs and the cost of medications just by getting people on the right meds. But we make it really easy for employers to work with us. So yeah, I encourage them to come to joinmidi.com. And then there's a section on the employer site, and then just put in your information.
Thank you. I would say also
Joanna,
too, if you're an individual, like in my case, someone recommended it to
me. Oh yeah, just go.
I'm an individual. Yes. Please just go. Just start it. Because, you know, I'm thinking if I were in a bigger organization, I would be totally the advocate. Someone told me, they're like, you need to be an advocate for MIDI, because I'm telling everyone. I've got 3 or 4 people to sign up already. So I think there's that aspect too. If your employer is not doing this and you aren't the person who has control of that, take advantage on your own, and then take that information to your employer, right? Educate your employer, because it's really easy to get started. We're with Blue Cross Blue Shield. I know that was covered. So
yeah.
Again, no problem at all, you know.
Thank you, benefit administrator.
States. As of 2 weeks ago, we're in all 50 states. So this is the first time I'll tell people, but with United Healthcare, we're in all 50 states. So, and we'll be there soon with some others. So, but even if we're not.
Joanna, unless you know something I don't know, there aren't any more states.
No, I meant, what I meant was more plans.
Oh,
it's the plans that get us held up, not the states. And we're working on more plans, but like in California, we have 70% of all PPO plans. So California is one that's very easy to get access to us. But you can also do cash pay, and we're working on more insurance coverage. But yes, I encourage everyone, try it. You'll feel better.
I'm going to tell you what, the testimonials I've heard just from yourself, Joanna, from Trish, from a couple of other people I know personally, the personal testimonials are remarkable, like how effective this treatment is and how quickly, as you said, you talked about this and Trish mentioned it too. It's all of a sudden, boom, I'm feeling better. And it's remarkable, right? Which is fantastic. And so, yeah, we're trying
you
to get the
my
word
day.
Out.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. The last question we're trying to ask our guests this year is about celebration. So, you know, because we're celebrating our 15th year of podcasting.
Yay.
And so maybe, Joanna, is your celebration, you're getting into all 50 states. Like, what is the thing you're celebrating? Is it that? Is it something else? Is there one thing you're looking at? Boy, boom, I'm so happy about this.
You know, I'm really proud of our team. It's been 2 years of MIDI, and it's really working. I am just every day I wake up, to be honest, I say two things, like, this is really working and don't fuck up.
I love it.
So that is my life thought all the time. It's like, it's so exciting and don't fuck up. Excuse me. I hope that I can say that on the podcast.
You can say that. Yes.
But like, that is how I'm thinking of it right now. But honestly, I'm really excited. I think we have the opportunity to provide this care to a lot of people. And that is just so motivating and to me worth celebrating. So that's really, I'm feeling
awesome.
Incredibly lucky right now to get to do that.
That's fantastic. And that's a great way to sort of end our conversation. But we hope folks don't end the conversation about these issues. So we want you to go to joinmidi.com. to learn more about MIDI, get your organization involved, get yourself involved. We'll put some links as well for how to find Joanna. She's on LinkedIn. We can find her there, the company as well. And Trish, I'm glad we did this show. I'm glad this is our second conversation on this topic. I feel smarter already, but more than just feeling smarter, I've seen the impact just in our little tiny world that we operate in, with the people I know, like Trish and others. So that's fantastic for me. And I think a great testimonial for the power of this platform and the power of talking about these issues and then taking action on them.
Great.
Great, great stuff. All right. Joanna Strober, CEO and founder of Midi Health, leading virtual care clinic focused exclusively on women navigating midlife hormonal transition. Thank you so much. Great to see you. And thanks for spending some time with us today. Trish, great stuff. Thank you. Thank you for the inspiration once again.
Thank you. No, I'm very excited. I just want to spread the word. So, yeah, it's life-changing.
Great stuff. And thanks to our friends at Paychex, of course. So remember to find all the show archives at hrhappyhour.net. My name's Steve Bose. For our guest, Joanna Strober, for Trish Steed, thanks for listening. We will see you next time. And bye for now.